Welcome to Shomar Shabbat. The Daf Shir is sponsored by Nishmas Rabbi Yaakov Shalom and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding Ksuvas Daf Chof Zayin. The Mishnah in Amud Beis, in the end of Amud Beis, brings Omar Zechari ben Akatzov Hamoyin Azeh. He's saying in Loshon of Shvua, Lo Yizozo Yodo Mitoich Yodi. The hand of my wife did not leave my hand. Mishah Shenichnesu of the Kachovim to Yerushalayim V'yat Ad Sheyotzo. From the time that the Goyim came into Yerushalayim to destroy it until they left, I was always holding my wife's hand, and I testified nothing wrong happened to her. And the Mishnah concludes that we did not trust him, we did not accept his testimony. And the Gemara goes on to say that they were very careful going forward not to have any yichud of Zechariah ben Akatzov and his wife. Now, this is very apropos to the time that we are right now, the 9 days leading to Tisha B'Av. Because this Mishnah is talking about that Zechariah ben Akatzov speaks about the time that there was the Churban Abayis, the Churban Yerushalayim, and he was with his wife during that time. Talk about the time of the Churban. But the Lashon of Zechariah ben Akatzov is a little odd. He says, I was holding her hand from the time they came into Yerushalayim until they left. First of all, that seems to be a very long time. We know that the Goyim went into Yerushalayim in Shavuos of Tammuz, and they destroyed Beis HaMikdash in Tisha B'Av 3 weeks later. And then they stayed there sometime after, we don't know how long. So for all these weeks, is Zechariah ben Akatzov holding the hand of his wife? It's possible that it means that he was guarding, he was there, he knew where she was. But the Lashon is that he was holding her hand all that time. And in addition, what does it mean that Zechariah ben Akatzov says that he was with his wife, Mishah Shenichnusu Avdei Kachovim Yerushalayim Ve'ad Sheyotzu, from the time they came in until they went out? They went out? Did the Goyim really ever leave Yerushalayim? We know even today, based on the Pasuk, Har Tzion Sheshomem Shu'olim Yelchu Boy. Till today, the Goyim were there. It was never really given back to Am Yisrael, the place of Beis HaMikdash. They never really left. There was always a presence of Goyim over there. What is it? How do you say here the Lashon Har Tzion? Seems to be inaccurate. So the Bnei Yisachar says an unbelievable Yisoid over here. He says, this is not talking only about Zechariah ben Akatzov and his wife, but he's talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Am Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, testifying in Am Yisrael, that Mishah Shenichnesu Avdei Kachovim Yerushalayim Ad Sheyotzu, from the time that the Goyim came and captured Yerushalayim and sent Am Yisrael to exile to Golos, the whole time HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding our hand. He has our hand and he's holding us and he's testifying that Am Yisrael were not violated, they're still connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And adds the Bnei Yisachar, but we see here in the Gemara that a husband cannot testify on his wife. So he brings the poskim that say that that's only if the husband didn't do anything to save his wife. But if he paid money to release his wife from captivity, that shows that he's saying the truth and we trust him. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyochol paid money to save Am Yisrael. He put a lot of effort to take Am Yisrael from Golos. So here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was neman to say that he was holding our hand throughout the entire time. We were always together. And just to add another nekuda to this, we learned in the Gemara in Yuma that when the Goyim went into Beis HaMikdash, they saw the Kruvim Urim Zeh B'Zeh. They saw the two Kruvim hugging each other. Ask the Ritva on the spot, but we know the Gemara Baal Basra that says that when Am Yisrael were doing well, meaning they're doing mitzvahs, then the Kruvim were facing each other. But in Am Yisrael doing a virus, then the Kruvim are facing to the other direction. What are the Kruvim doing here, facing each other, not only facing each other, but hugging each other? So the Ritva says it was a Nes Tara, it was a miracle just to embarrass Am Yisrael. But the Sifrei Chasidus are filled to explain that you have here an expression of love from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, specifically in the time of the Churban. And Rav Pinchas Mikuritz adds that we know the klal that a husband needs to be with his wife before he goes on a long trip. So here, before we go on a long trip, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming and being with us. And what is the message of a husband being with his wife before he goes on a long trip? He's saying, you should know, we really love each other. We're really connected. Even though I'm going on a long trip, it doesn't mean I don't love you. It doesn't mean I don't care about you. Here, I'm with you right before we leave. Before we go to Golos and we don't see anymore the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a very clear way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and tells us, you should know, I'm with you the whole time. You should know that even though it's not going to be revealed, but I love you and I'm together with you. And this is the Eidus that it's mentioned over here in the Mishnah that Bnei Yisachar explains. The Kishbog is telling, Lizozo Yodo Mitech Yodi. I didn't leave them. We're always connected. Maybe it's not revealed on the outside. Maybe the outside it seems that we don't have a connection. But internally, hidden, concealed, I'm always holding their hand, and I'm always with them, and I testify on them that the Kodesh V'Torah are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you could add there one more knach that it says over here in the beginning, HaMoin Hazeh, it's a Lashon Shvuah. The Farshim bring the Moin as one of the names of Beis HaMikdash. He's Nishma Beis HaMikdash to say, even though we do not have a Beis HaMikdash, but as if there is a Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is that place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael get together. And even when there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's always a Moin Hazeh. There's always a chibur, always a connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael throughout the Gola, throughout the exile. There's always the love and shaychus between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael until it will be revealed in front of everybody. V'imheru b'yameinu, amen. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.